Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Stephen Gallo, senior foreign exchange strategist at Crédit Agricole in London. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, how is the effort to bail out Spanish banks going to play out?
Well, I mean, the tensions building in the Eurozone are still very significant. This is not entirely related to how the bailout of the banks is going to play out. I mean, obviously, this is going to take a lot more, political developments, et cetera. I think the main issue, though, is that things are still being driven by contagion, and policy, ECB policy is not being distributed evenly across the Eurozone because of the obviously the banking system in the periphery is still very dysfunctional, not functional, if I may. So the political process regarding to the bailout of Spain is one thing, but from a financial perspective or a macroeconomic perspective, this crisis is still being driven by contagion, and this is why countries like Spain and Italy are still very vulnerable as time goes on, as bond yields increase, as we get closer to an insolvency crisis from a liquidity crisis. So it's an enormous state of disequilibrium currently in the Eurozone, and you can see that in semi-core and core bond yields relative to where peripheral bond yields are trading. And obviously, from an FX perspective, this is playing out in the FX. The euro is under a significant degree of pressure, downward pressure.
And we have a story this morning that it looks like gilts are heading for a negative return, a yield of below zero, just like securities from Switzerland to Germany, Finland, and other countries.
Yeah, I think, globally, there are a lot of abnormal capital flows currently. We're witnessing the effects of these abnormal capital flows. So essentially what you have is you have real money investors, longer-term investors, are making decisions about where to put money due to safety of principle, not just yield. And so despite the fact that certain relatively safe or perceived safe havens, sovereign debt markets, are yielding little or no yield, or in some cases, as you point out, possibly negative or in currently negative. On the back of those moves, speculators are getting involved in pushing the currencies further. But I think the point is that these abnormal capital flows and these abnormal shifts and these extremely low sovereign debt yields in various countries reflect the fact that the global monetary system is essentially adjusting to what is a very impaired, enormous global reserve currency, the euro, adjusting to the impairments that this currency is facing. So you're seeing a lot of overshoot in the foreign exchange markets, and I would imagine, although I can't comment on rates because it's not my area of expertise, but the disequilibrium and the abnormalities are occurring there as well, because there's a huge global currency which is severely impaired, and the rates, the negative rates like you mentioned, or the very low interest rates you mentioned, it's not just weak growth getting priced in. The market is preparing itself for potentially quite severe scenarios.
So what happens to the dollar as a result of all this, Stephen?
Yeah, so the dollar is going to be the main beneficiary. I mean, officially our forecast for euro dollar are to end the year 126, 127. But I think it would be foolish to not point out that downside pressure on the euro is building daily. In fact, I don't think I have ever seen based on the current picture that's facing the euro at the moment, I don't think for at least as long as I've been doing this, I don't think I've ever seen so many factors at once working against the currency. And I think importantly, one of the developments for the euro over the last few weeks or so, which is extremely important in terms of where we go next, is the breakdown of the historical inverse correlation between the euro and, for example, equity market volatility. It used to be the case that we would see sharp sell-offs in the euro coincide with spikes in volatility, and the rebounds in the euro when volatility came back down again were usually very significant. So the euro would move up as volatility came back down. That that negative or inverse correlation is now starting to break down. So regardless of what volatility conditions look like, volatility could be increasing, volatility could be decreasing, the euro is still trading weak in both scenarios. So that's very significant, and it suggests that the euro is poised to head lower first before there's any significant degree of bounce back.
Stephen Gallo, Senior Foreign Exchange Strategist at Credit Agricole, on the line from London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.